Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. We've had a rainy week. South Florida, you've gotten a lot of rain. We've gotten a lot of much needed rain. We're going to be talking about what to do in your landscape today and a little bit of the issues that we're going to be seeing from Debbie. So we'll get to that in just a minute. I just want to say good morning to my wonderful and beautiful executive producer, Lizzie Steele.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We had rain this week? What?
We didn't get as much in some areas, but we got rain last night. Did you get rain last night?
I don't know. I went to bed. I saw it on the forecast, and I was just like, I made sure the turkeys were all tucked away and ready to go, and I was just like, okay, night. So I don't know if we did or not.
Yeah. I don't know if Lake County got it, but Orlando got rain last night. Thunderstorms, it was pretty good. But not a lot of rain, but it rained. And so we need that to replenish the aquifer. So it was a good thing. Coming up this week, Orlando, we're going to have 50 to 60% chance every day this week. And the temperatures are going to be in the low 90s, which is so much better.
Yes, please.
Than it was last week. I mean, we had a brutally hot week. The feels like temperature was 105, 110.
It got up to 115, feels like, in Sereno. And then, of course, I have my little turkey chicks, little poults.
Yes.
They're still on the porch, even though they're 6 weeks old, but they're still, it's not that they're too young to put out, but they're very sensitive. So I can't,
right.
You can't just throw them out yet.
You can't take that chance.
Yep,
no.
So.
The poults have got a poult on your patio.
The three P's.
Tallahassee, you're going to have 60% chance of rain. Temperatures, again, too, in the low 90s. Tampa, you've got 50 to 60% chance of rain, low 90s. Miami, you're going to be getting only 30 to 40% chance of rain. But,
They're probably really not complaining. If anybody's been paying attention to the news, you will see that they get flooded every time a drop of rain hits the ground.
But we do have another potential storm coming next weekend. And if it forms, it'll be in Ernesto.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, I know.
AccuWeather busted in on our show yesterday morning at like 4 minutes left till the end of our show. And they're like, no, we need to talk about this coming up. So.
Yeah, it does, because people get lax and everything. We don't want to over panic or anything like that. Just be ready and be prepared.
Yes.
That's what we need to do. Check your trees with the inundation of water that we've had over the state of Florida along the East Coast. You want to make sure that your tree is stable. We see a lot of times trees fall over, their entire root systems come up when the ground gets saturated. So again, if you haven't had your trees checked out, it would be a good idea to get an arborist to check them out and look at that. This is the month of August. Have you got your seeds in the ground? If you want to know how to do your seeds, we had the show a couple of weeks ago, and you can go back on the podcast and see the show and what kind of seeds you have. We do have a holiday coming up, a world holiday coming up. And so we will have Bill Stengel with Summit Responsible Solutions coming up. They have a new product, and I'm excited to talk about it.
I am too. Anything that they bust out with the Summit Responsible Solutions, I am on it and super excited.
I will tell you, I've had two clients over the last few weeks tell me that they have gone out and gotten the product and it has worked for them. So, you don't need to have these issues. So we'll be talking about that. It's the downside of having all the storms and all the rainfall, but we'll take care of that. And then in the second hour, your gardening questions. I had a really interesting week with gardening questions. So we're going to talk about them. And I posted a photo of a landscape. I got to go on Facebook and look at it,
yes.
The before and my potential afterwards. We'll see how it goes. But you know how I always name landscapes?
Yes.
And so this one is about the husband wants to have a putting green. So he wants golf in his yard. And the wife wants romantic roses and camellias and gardenias. She wants a nice romantic look. So I called it, because I always name my landscapes, I call it Par Elegance. Par Elegance. And so you can go into Facebook page and see that. You can also send us pictures and go to our Facebook page on Better Lawns and Gardens and like it. We would love for you to do that. And you can send us pictures on that. we can we'd love to see that, and I can answer your questions there. Or you can give us a call. Just put it in your phone, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Text me and let me know. Let us know, Lizzie and I. I've got my cup of tea here.
I've got nothing.
You? Oh, I'm so sorry. I would have brought you in something.
I know you wouldn't have, but no, I was fine. I was like literally this morning.
You're doing so good without anything.
I am. I'm faking it. Faking it till you make it. Yeah, that's what they say.
That's right. And so let us know what your morning breakfast is and breakfast drink, and we can go from there. And so also, too, if you did not get the newsletter is out. You can go to our Facebook, my website, www.she-consulting.com. I tell you what to do in the month of August and my favorite plant of the month, design tips. Got a really good design tip for you today. And then also, too, you can see landscape malpractice. I've gotten a couple of good photographs this week, so you'll be hearing a lot more about them. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And one of our sponsors is Summit Responsible Solutions Studio, or Summit Responsible Solutions, and they have such great products that are definitely help the world and make living in the South so much easier. But Bill is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. I am glad you're here this morning. I literally have had two different clients who live on lakefronts tell me that they've started using the mosquito bits and dunks for their bird baths and in their bromeliads and around their property, their gutters, and they say it has worked wonderfully. So I wanted to let you know that it's made a difference in their lives. Now, so Debbie is gone, so she's gone up north and she's beyond Canada now. She's going out to sea, but we still have the summer heat and we're still getting more hurricanes and more rain. We're going to be dealing with mosquitoes for a little bit longer. And so tell us, August 20th is World Mosquito Day. Why was this day selected?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, World Mosquito Day it marks the occasion of when a British Army officer and doctor, his name is Sir Ronald Ross, discovered that female mosquitoes are responsible for transmitting malaria between humans. You know, up until that time, nobody knew how malaria was transmitted. They thought it could be airborne. They thought it could be just contact with other people. They had no clue how malaria was transmitted. And he discovered it by, had a theory that mosquitoes were possibly transmitting and discovered a malarial parasite in the gastrointestinal tract of a female mosquito, which, of course, determined that, mosquitoes are the ones that are responsible. So for centuries, people didn't know.
That's great. So mosquitoes are responsible for malaria, but there's so many other diseases that we can get here in the United States. Like, tell us what they are.
Well, on the news, I know in your area, there's been news of dengue fever, which is actually, though not prevalent in the U.S., it is the most prevalent mosquito disease across the world. But there are other diseases. West Nile virus people in the U.S. have heard of and can contract. And there's yellow fever, Zika, encephalitis, chikungunya. I mean, there's quite a few nasty little diseases that are spread by mosquitoes.
And so you don't have to live on a lakeshore, though, to have problems with mosquitoes, right? How much water do they need?
Oh, no. Mosquitoes, unfortunately, can breed in as little as a thimbleful of water. They don't need much.
Wow. So what can people do to keep their yards mosquito-free? Because we still have people vacationing or out going traveling, but also to Labor Day weekend's coming up and parties are going to be happening. And so going back to school and walking in the early morning hours. So what can people do?
Well, there's a number of things people can do. Number one, realize that you will never, ever get rid of mosquitoes. But what you can do is drastically reduce the population. And the first thing you should do as a homeowner is walk around and determine, is there any possible areas of standing water where mosquitoes can breed? and walk around your yard, look at your house, look up at the roof, because one of the primary areas are gutters that are just clogged. And it doesn't take much. I mean, just a little bit of water up in that gutter turns it into a mosquito condominium. So look there, look in the ends of drainage pipes. If you have in-ground irrigation, look in the valve control boxes. If you have water draining systems out in the road, just
right.
Look there.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere where water can accumulate is where mosquitoes will breed. So get rid of any standing water you can. Any that you can't, we recommend treating it with mosquito dunks and mosquito bits.
Even tree, the crotch of a tree that has a little hollow on the inside of it, and where, you know, the center is starting to rot, that little pocket right there in the middle of a tree, you don't even think to get up and look at it and see if it's got any water in it.
Oh, absolutely. And how about bromeliads in the landscape?
Yeah.
They're beautiful, but they collect a lot of water. And, we have a lot of people that use mosquito bits. They just broadcast them over their bromeliads, you know, once every week or two. And it really helps reduce that mosquito population.
It does. Now, I've had clients, when I ask them what they would like in their garden and their landscape, and they say, well, we want to plant a lot of mosquito, protective plants that will keep the mosquitoes away. Is there such a plant that does keep mosquitoes away?
The science shows that, unfortunately, there isn't. I mean, there's a lot of plants that smell great, and you know, a lot of people will opt for the citronella plant, for instance. Lovely plant, smells great. People go, well, citronella candles keep mosquitoes away. Well, actually, they don't, at least not because the citronella. I mean, the smoke from a candle may help inhibit mosquitoes from coming in, but it really doesn't do much. And no, planting those plants in the landscape, they're beautiful, but they're not going to keep mosquitoes away.
Right. And I what I tell them is that, you know, if we could plant plants, you know, in Florida to keep mosquitoes away, it would be mandatory to have this plant in every yard.
You know? Oh, no question.
We would take care of that problem immediately. And so so Labor Day is coming up in the parties. And so you have mosquito bits and dunks. You have Summit year-round spray oil, too, for the landscape. But you've come out with a new product. And it's called Green Armor Insect Repellent. Tell us about this, because I think this is such a great idea, and we are so desperate to use this. So tell us about Green Armor Insect Repellent.
Okay, so most people are familiar with repellents that you put on your skin, the most prevalent being DEET, but there are others, picaridin and lemon eucalyptus oil extract, and there's a couple of others that are guaranteed to keep mosquitoes from biting you as long as you apply them. There's a lot out there that people can buy that don't work, but we recommend always check and see if it's an EPA registered product, because that means it's been proven to repel. And our product is designed not for the skin, but use in conjunction, you actually treat your clothing, your shirts, your socks, your pants, your shoes. So that in conjunction with the skin repellent gives you almost 100% protection. And it stays in your clothing. It lasts up to 6 weeks, even after washing.
Lizzie,
so it's a great, great product.
Yeah. So, Lizzie, you can wash your jacket that you wear outside like 5 to 6 times, 7 times, and the mosquito repellent still works.
Oh, I need, you know, I've got to get me some now, because I'm telling you, I'm about to go nuts with these mosquitoes and being outside with the turkeys.
Yeah, and so, Bill, this can be used on products that you don't wear too, right?
Oh, yeah, it's for clothing and gear. So if you're a camper, you spray your tent, spray your bedroll, spray your furniture that you're sitting on. Anywhere that a mosquito can land, this product is going to kill or repel those mosquitoes.
I think that's great. You can
and we
patio
even,
furniture.
We even have it now labeled for use on your dog. So if you're going on a hike, you can treat your dog with it too.
And so it not only repels mosquitoes, but what other insects? So because, I mean, everything going out in the nature, you know, you want to protect yourself from. But what other insects does Green Armor insect repellent work on?
Well, it's fabulous for ticks. And in our area, ticks are a major, major problem. So treating for ticks is very helpful. Chiggers and mites. So those areas, people, there are areas of the country where chiggers are unbelievably bad. So treat your clothing with that. You know, always treat your exposed skin with an EPA-registered skin repellent, and it will provide many, many hours of relief.
And so, Bill, this is a natural product, too. Tell us just a little bit about this, because people are really, you know, they don't want to spray a lot of chemicals, but this one is,
I need to correct you there. This is not a natural product. It is a product. The active ingredient is permethrin,
okay,
which is a synthesized close relation to pyrethrin, which is a natural product, but it is we can't label it as a natural product. It is a chemical, but it has been tested for years and years. The military uses it. You know, not necessarily our brand, but they use permethrin to treat all of their clothing and gear whenever they're deployed to protect from mosquitoes and ticks and all of those nasty little insects.
Okay, great. So I understand. So your mosquito bits and dunks is a natural product, but
yes,
the
permethrin 100% natural,
right? And that's probably the permethrin is probably what keeps it being available on your clothing and your tents after, you know, six washings and rainfall and all that kind of good stuff. So
yeah, it actually binds to the fibers of the fabric.
Excellent. And so where can people get these products?
There's a number of hardware stores. You know, one of our favorite places is Tractor Supply. They stock these products. Available online at a number of different retailers. And if you can't find it anywhere else, we have it on our website.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Bill. This product is just saved so many people from agony and pain and a disappointment and parties being ruined. And so I certainly do appreciate it. We love having you as a sponsor. It's a great quality product. And thank you for getting up so early this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Teresa.
All right, Bill. Take care. Have a good weekend. And so that's Bill Stengel. He is vice president for Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, or Summit Responsible Solutions. Got it.
You keep adding our studio in, which they sponsor. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, it's a very good product, and whether they're a sponsor or not, it's the fact that I actually use it. So that's my thing. I'm not going to use it if I don't like it, and I put it on my 2.5 acres, and I do see a decrease in the mosquitoes from the previous months.
There you go. Wonderful. Thank you so much to Bill Stengel and Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. We're going to come back with your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. That's 800-273-1623.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, this is a time to ask. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. You can brag about your garden. You can talk about what's going on in your landscape. We're here to just get you to talk about enjoying and having a low-maintenance landscape with not a lot of maintenance, but Florida-friendly and beautiful and colorful all year round. So let's go to John in Mulberry. Good morning, John. How can I help you?
I have a comment and a question. Now, okay. I have a like 2 acres surrounded by bamboo, cuts back the wind.
Right.
And it's full of little Tweeties. And I love lizards. I love frogs. If I'm out walking, I see a frog, I bring him home.
Oh.
And I don't have many mosquitoes, hardly. And I do have an artificial pond that looks like popping purple flowers right now.
Uh-huh.
And what I do is I have a plant. I'm not sure what it is. I did send a sample to the U.S. And they sent me a letter, which I can't find. But it's all dark green. It has little orange berries just covered with them. And the leaves stink. They're smelly.
Uh-huh.
And if I take those leaves and crush them up and rub them on my skin, mosquitoes stay away from me.
That's good. That's a good recipe. And you've got plenty of it around your pond, so you can use it frequently. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll look up and find out what that plant is called. It's in South America, I know.
Okay.
Like I said, the little mosquitoes, there's always something to eat them. So that's how I handle my mosquitoes. Now, I have a question about my roses.
Okay.
I have some tea roses, and it's a little plant. It's only maybe a foot and a half tall, but it's just blooming roses all over the place.
Oh.
Should I trim those off, or when they bloom, or just let them fall off naturally?
Well, it depends on what you want to do, okay? So I wouldn't necessarily cut them off immediately, but as they decline and the petals drop off, yes. Because tea roses, the more you cut roses, the more they will bloom. And there's certain varieties that you don't need to cut that are ever blooming, like the drift roses, and you know, the knockouts will bloom better if you prune them back, deadhead them. But roses love to be cut. So I would just trim it back just a wee bit once all the roses have bloomed.
Yeah, I'm going to do that then, because it's booming. I fertilize it. I put, I guess, the coffee ground thing.
Okay.
Banana peels, all that underneath it. So it's really doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, enjoy. You're doing everything right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, John. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's go to Steve in Palm Bay. Good morning, Steve. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. This is definitely not a bragging call. I need help. So I'm one of those guys who live in a newer construction neighborhood. It's been established for about, 2 years. And never really did much to my yard. Whenever it needed water, or I felt like it did, I just go out and turn on my own automatic sprinklers, but never really set them.
Right.
And then one day my neighbor helped me set up all the zones, and we set it for 15 minutes, 20 minutes each zone. And then, I randomly at the same time, I started having someone come by because I got a puppy to treat the yard for fleas and ticks and spray. Out of nowhere, I don't know if it was overwatering or in conjunction with that. They swear, that they're a reputable company. They say they do this all the time, and it's never affected the lawn. Now the lawn died a lot. It's almost like red in areas, and I've been reading something about called red thread or something.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have Bermuda grass or anything like that. The people said it was overwatered. Is that a thing? And what would you recommend to get it turning back? I cut back the water. It looks like it's starting to turn good again. But there's still should I get any type of spread for the yard?
Okay. So let me ask you a few questions so I can kind of figure this out. So one, do you have a rain shutoff device on your irrigation system?
Do I have a rain shutoff device?
Right, when you've got enough rain.
No, it's just you set it by the time. I do not have a sensor or anything like that, no.
Okay, so that is mandatory state law, and it's been a state law since 1981.
Well, then I must then, because it's a newer home and company put it in.
Okay, so is it on your roof edge? There's a little device on the edge of your roof somewhere?
I'm sure there probably is, so you could go look, Steve, just to make sure. I'm not there. I'm not there today, but I can look for
it. No, look for it and make sure it's turned on, okay? So you may have it, but it may not be turned on. I'm just saying that because you've got a new home. All right, and so whether you water for 15 minutes or 20 minutes, it may not be enough, but it may be too much. So you need to calibrate your sprinkler system. All right. And by doing that, what you need to do is get a tuna fish, cat food, or dog food can and get about 3 or 4 of them. Since you have a new puppy, you can do this. Or if you like tuna fish, you can do it. And get the cans and put them out in each zone and turn that zone on and time how long it takes to fill it up to 1 inch, mark in the can, 1 inch of water. Now, what you're probably going to find is that some of your areas are not getting anything at all, and some of your areas in your zone are getting 2-3 inches of rain or of you know, supplied water.
Water.
Right. Okay, so that's just over and above. Now, the red thread, is it actually on top of the grass, or is it the grass blades turning red?
It is the grass. It looks like the grass blades are turning red because it's like at the top tips of them, you know? And then now it's starting to get back, and so turning back. But, yes, it's definitely like half of it is green, half of it is red.
Okay. And so that's a fungal issue? And just go ahead, you know, disease issue, go ahead and make sure you're only watering when necessary and not when we're having all this rain. That's going to help out. Also, too, what time of the day are you watering at?
I'm watering at 6 a.m.
Okay, perfect.
And 6 p.m. And 6 p.m.
Oh, you're watering twice a day? Why?
I don't know. So once a day is what I should do, right?
Okay, so you should be watering twice a week, only once per or two times a week. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. No reason. At six, so the 6 o'clock at night is a problem. Okay. What that does is it keeps the ground wet for 5 hours or more during the night. And in Florida, we have the trifecta of issues. We have the rain, we have the humidity, and then we have the pathogen for disease issues and fungal issues. And so when your ground, your landscape, or your grass is wet longer than 5 hours, that's when you're going to start to see the fungal issues and the grass turning red and, you know, disease issues happening. All right. So go ahead and just water at 6 a.m. in the morning. Time it to find out what your system is, because your pressure is going to be different than your neighbors. And so, you know, especially if the whole community is turning their irrigation systems on at 6 in the morning. So find out what your pressure is and how much you need to have your irrigation timer on for to deliver 1/2 inch during the summertime twice a week, and during the wintertime it can be 1/2 inch every 2 weeks, 10 to 14 days.
Okay. Thank you. Do you recommend that I go get any type of spread for the yard to like just help it with nutrients or anything?
No, I wouldn't do anything right now. One, because the rain is going to wash it away. We're getting a lot of rain coming up. And then two, you'll do that in October. So thank you for the phone call. Great questions. Let me know how it does. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. If it's Saturday morning, I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542. Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a night. Dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's go to Bill in Ocala. Good morning, Bill. How can I help you?
Good morning. Hey, I've got a problem with a podocarpus hedge. And it's happened suddenly within the last week. And I'm wondering what caused it and what can be done about it. I've had no problems like this. But I suspect maybe the rain and the water.
Okay.
I've been doing some reading. They're very temperamental about too much water. They're turning yellow, and it's not looking healthy. It's not looking good.
Okay, so this is a hedge. How long have they been in the ground?
Oh, my. 7 years.
Okay.
They're about 8 feet tall. They're very healthy plants.
Uh-huh. And do you have a landscaping company?
I do.
Okay. And what is underneath the podocarpus hedge? Is there an area where it's mulched, or is it grass growing right up to it? Is there a bed?
No, it isn't a bed, but actually there's a concrete curbing along the bed, and there's the fabric,
uh-huh.
and then stone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, is this sporadic yellowing, or is it like one whole shrub in the hedge is turning yellow?
It's sporadic. Yeah.
Okay. So one, it could be the excessive water. How often does it get irrigation?
Once a week.
Once a week, and
so we had the hurricane and lots and lots and lots of water.
Right.
It's on the side yard, and it. In a rain event, it really gets wet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that could be the issue. But you've had it for 7 years, and we've had storms before and rainy seasons before.
That's the mystery.
Yeah. Right. So I'm going to postulate another theory. Okay, so I want you to ask the next time your landscaping crew comes, whether they spray an herbicide at the base of the podocarpus. Okay.
Well, you know, I had that theory. The guy was here doing the outside pest control.
Uh-huh.
And the timing's very coincidental. So I don't know what he had in his spray bottle.
Right. And so, but this is a landscape company. Your pest control would not affect your...
Well, it's the same company.
It's the same company. Okay.
It's the frog company.
Okay. Right. Name. Okay. So I would ask them if they're doing that. And there's just no reason to spray an herbicide in a garden bed area. It's going to affect your plants. And so that's what I would ask. And if there isn't that, then I would just check to make sure that your irrigation system's not going on. When we've had rain, you need a rain shutoff device on state law. And then that way you know you're not getting all this rain or that you're not adding to the problem, exacerbating it by watering on top of rainfall.
Well, what's really odd is the how quickly this happened. It was within a week because
mm-hmm.
I was cutting the grass last week.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I went around and I did trimming of the shrubbery.
Uh huh.
I got around on that side of the house and I go, my gosh, what in the world is going on here?
Yeah.
Within a week.
Right. And I will tell you, I've got another gardening question coming up. Somebody sent me the same thing, that between the 2 weeks that they had their landscape company, and I'll be talking about this, their one huge tree, shrub tree, died. And so they were gone, but the landscape company said it was fine the week before, and then after they came, it died. And so, you know, it's more than likely an herbicide issue. Because podocarpus doesn't get diseases and they don't get an insect issue.
And yeah, they're beautiful plants.
And since you've had them 7 years and they've never, you know, had a problem during the rainy season, they don't get fungal issues. They may get a little bit of aphids and sooty mold, but podocarpus are relatively insect free. Mm. So you know, that's my concern. So send me a photograph, okay? And you can do that by going to betterlawns.com and send it to me, or you can send me at my email address, teresa.watkins@live.com. That'll help me look at it even more.
Please repeat the teresa.watkins.
At live.com.
At live.com.
Right, and that's Teresa without the H.
Teresa without the H.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll solve this, okay? Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Eileen, good morning. We only have
a few more
minutes. How are you?
I just heard I was screenshotted.
Yes, and she asked me if I had seen what she wrote under the turkey underneath your newsletter.
Oh,
and
that's
I said,
Eileen.
Yes.
Oh, I did. I sent it to her.
She screenshot you.
Yes, Eileen commented on our newsletter, and so I sent it to Lizzie so Lizzie could see it.
I read your newsletter. Thank you for the newsletter. I love it.
Oh,
wait,
wonderful.
Till you see what I wrote on yours.
Oh, no, okay. I will. That's great. Thank you so much. So you're having an issue with hibiscus.
Yes. The leaves are dropping and turning yellow. Is it because it's too much rain?
It could be not enough either. So I don't know how much rain you've gotten there in Polk City. Have you gotten too much?
We have gotten, well, this past weekend, we got 8 inches of rain.
Yeah.
And it's been raining every single day.
Yeah.
It has not stopped.
Yeah, that's probably the issue. You know, yellow leaves is chlorosis, and it could be overwatering or underwatering. If you got 8 inches in one day, and it's just taking the effect, are all the leaves dying?
They're dropping. Not all of them.
Okay. All right.
Some of them.
Okay.
So what do I need to do? Put a ring on them?
No, I just would just turn your irrigation system off, make sure you're not adding to the issue. And just
no,
wait for it to grow out.
We don't have an irrigation system. I'm the irrigation system.
There you go. You're back to your job. That's wonderful. All right. So,
right.
Yeah, I would just wait and see. Probably in a few weeks after this rainfall is over, if you get a break and you see you're going to be 1 week without, you know, a lot of rain, you might want to go ahead and fertilize it. Okay. And
I will.
and a blooming fertilizer, slow release. Don't do quick release, and okay. And it'll recover.
Okay.
Thank you
I'm
so much.
On you.
All right, hon. Thank you. That's Eileen in Polk City. And so, Lizzie, we got Carol in Lakeland who says, I do listen to the podcast, but I prefer live listening. Good morning, Carol. But I need to be in the yard in the cool of the morning. Other than carrying an AM radio around with me, is there an app that plays your program live? And Lizzie, what do you say?
I'm very disappointed that you don't want to haul a radio around to listen to us. I'm very disappointed in that. No. If you have a your phone, you can download the free iHeartRadio app and just search Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can listen to us there.
That's it. Or Teresa Watkins, it pops right up.
Yeah, a lot of the radio stations, because we are syndicated, so just look on the website of your station that you're listening to us through, and they usually offer their own link for live broadcast through apps on the phone. So just, yeah, link up with your radio station.
That's great. And, you know, so that would really be helpful. And you could listen to it anywhere in the country. I listened to it when I was over in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can...
In the shower?
Don't carry the radio in the shower.
No, I mean, I put my phone on the sink and then, know. Yeah.
That's wonderful. All right. And so let's see. We've got just a few minutes. I want to thank Bill Stengel with Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, one of our great sponsors, and with quality products, mosquito bits and mosquito dunks and year-round spray oil. And then also their new product, Green Armor Insect Repellent, which you could use on furniture, inanimate objects, and also on your clothing, your tents, your beach towels, whatever you want to keep the mosquitoes and the ticks and chiggers away.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about that because of the fact that I have a new allergic reactions to everything in life now, it seems like, and the DEET just sets my skin on fire. Yeah.
Well, so. I was out at a client's house, and this is just a regular house in a community, just a regular HOA, a suburban neighborhood, and I got in my car, and what is crawling across the top of my jeans was a tick.
Oh.
And I'm going, wow, thank you for showing up, and boom, you're gone. And so, but now I'm going to start using it on my jeans and my base with the shoes and things. So thank you very much, Bill Stengel and Summit Responsible Solutions. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed anything, you can go to our website, betterlawns.com, and catch up there, betterlawns.com.
Going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. That's 800-273-1623.